Om Shri. The magic of blessings. Today is 22nd March 2018, Thursday, Sadguruvar. Today's blessing is, may you have a big and generous heart and become an emperor of the heart by constantly having pure hopes for yourself. Explanation: always have pure hopes for yourself. Never become disheartened. The father always had pure hopes for every child, no matter what each one was like. The father never became disheartened, and even the last child, but always had hopes. Therefore, you too must not become disheartened or lose hope for yourself, for others, and for service. Be an emperor in your heart, Dil Shah. Emperor means generous-hearted, Fragdil. One with a constantly big heart, Badi Dil. Do not imbibe any weak sanskars. Be knowledgeful, discern the different forms of Maya and become victorious. So in this blessing, Baba is telling us that don't become hopeless. For whom? For yourself. For others, for seva. These are the three things Baba is telling. Don't become disheartened. Don't become hopeless. Don't become dilshikas. For yourself, for others, for service. Why? Because father himself never loses hopes. He had hopes even from the last child. He doesn't feel disheartened even with the last number. He always has hopes. So always have pure hopes for yourself. Never become disheartened. Be an emperor in your heart, Dil Shah. That's a very good Hindi word, Dil Shah. Dil Shah is emperor in your heart. Emperor means generous-hearted, one means constantly big-hearted. Do not imbibe any weak sanskars. Be knowledgeful, discern the different forms of Maya and become victorious. So, there are three things in this blessing. First is, never get disheartened or hopeless about oneself. Now, where do we become hopeless or disheartened about ourselves? Yeah? What efforts? When we meet with failure, in spite of doing everything, repeated failures sometimes make us hopeless. A great effort maker is there, a great Purusharthi. He is trying everything. It's not that he doesn't know anything. It is not that he doesn't want to do. He is enthusiastic, is full of zest and zeal and animation. But in spite of doing everything, all his efforts come to nothing. Or he meets failure. And not one failure, but multiple times. That times there is a propensity of a mind to become disheartened. One. Second, when do we become hopeless about ourselves? Diseases. Yeah. When certain disease comes, and then we have tried to take all the treatment for it, but in spite of the best of the treatment and the best of the doctors, our disease persists. It continues to be a nightmare for us. That time, we become disheartened. Second. Third. Comparison is a very good thing. Comparison. We compare ourselves. Okay, this person is always progressing ahead and I am not progressing. Why? This man is getting everything. This soul is getting blessings from everybody, but I am not getting. He is getting success and I am not getting. We develop a competitive spirit, as if there is a cutthroat competition here. So, that time, we become disheartened about ourselves. Third. Fourth. When you have certain fixed ideas about things, when you have tried to change others, but you have failed, that time also you become disheartened. Or you develop certain fixed ideas like, nothing is going to change. These people are going to stay like that. Nobody can change them. They are like that only. That time, you become disheartened. Then?
Not meeting expectations.
Not meeting expectations. You start with familiarity, then it turns into friendship, then it turns into expectations. Then you want that person to fulfill all your desires, and that person doesn't. You have more and more expectations, and every time you have more expectation, your hopes are shattered, and then you get disheartened. This will be a very subtle, invisible process. The hopes, the rising of the hopes, invisible. The shattering of the hopes, invisible. Nobody has seen. But, and you have even not spoken, unspoken hopes, unspoken desires. But you want that unspoken desires, untold feelings, should be understood by other person. And the other person doesn't understand. But you expect that he should understand. You expect that I am sick. He should ask me for water. You expect that I am falling here. I have not taken food. And he is not even asking me, have you taken some food? Have you gone to hospital? Should I come with you? Should I take you to the hospital? Do you want something? Do you need something? We have unspoken, untold desires from that person, and we want that person to do all these things. Because when he was sick, we had done everything. But now he has forgotten that. But we have not. We remember that we did so many things for him, but he is not doing anything for me. These expectations, they make, when they fall to pieces, that time you get disheartened. Then, what else? If when people deceive us, okay? That time we get sorrowful. Well, people have trying to force us, suppress us, or thrust their desires upon us, insult us, all those things. So, here we become hopeless. That is more of a sorrow and all those, what are the points you told. We are more talking about becoming hopeless, to lose all hope, to lose all courage, no desire. Just as Robert Bruce, Scotland King, before he became king, in 1308, before he became king in 1308, about 7 years before, 7 or 8 years before, 8 years before this, he fought so many times, but he was defeated all the times. About 6 times he was defeated. Then one day, every time he had to run, every time he had to seek refuge somewhere. So once he was sitting in a cave, and he sees a spider, and he had almost given up all hopes. He doesn't think that he would ever be able to muster up courage to fight the enemy this time. So, but he sees, let me see what happens to the spider. That spider is trying to climb up, weave its web. The tribe, he starts counting. 6 times the spider falls down. And he then resolves, if this time the spider succeeds, I will take up arms again, and I will fight back my enemy again. And he sees that the 7th time the spider goes up, and he is successful. And immediately that spider becomes an inspiration for him. And he comes out. Again he gathers, again he collects his men, again he gathers army, and ultimately he fights and destroys the other, his enemy. Even though his army was much smaller than the enemy, but still he is able to decimate the complete army. So, after that, in 1308, he becomes the king of Scotland. And he always tells this story throughout his life. Ki how that spider became a source of inspiration for me, in the similar manner. Here, sometimes we get disheartened because of repeated failures, and here, a spiritual spider is necessary for stimulus, for encouragement, to guide us, to show us what we are, where we are missing, to be an inspiring force. So first is we become disheartened with ourselves, or hopeless about ourselves. Second, when do we get disheartened with others? We try to change them, but they do not change. Or they keep on doing the same mistake again and again. Then we say that, oh, this man is not going to change. I have tried to explain him. I am trying to teach him. I have tried to teach him multiple times. but he has not shown any signs of improvement. You know, most of many great men of the world, their teachers gave up. They said, please take your child home. He is good for nothing. He is such a nobody. He is useless. And all these men, they became greatest in their respective fields later on. So, we become disheartened about others when they do not do those things which we want them to do. We teach them, they do not learn. We have taught somebody to make khichdi 10 times and on the 11th time he still commits blunder. Every time we have taught him this much water, this much dal, this much rice, everything like this, this much turmeric, we have taught him. But that sevadhari, he doesn't understand what you will do. After 11th, 10 times he makes the mistake. Nagaraj bhai, what you will do? You have taught him 10 times and he has still committed a blunder. We will start making. No, but then what you will do for him?
Teach him 10 more times.
Just as in Bible it is asked, when the Peter asked this in Jesus, how many times should I forgive my enemy? 7 times. He only is asking that. He is questioning and answer also Peter is only giving. How many times should I forgive my enemy? 7 times. He is expecting that Jesus will say, yes, 7 times is quite. But then after 7th time, the 8th time will be a dangerous one. You will take a revenge. That's why he says, not 7 times, I say 77 times. Forgive your enemy 77 times and then see. 77 is a big number. Mistakes. So, Baba is teaching us from such a long time, but have you ever seen him saying, I will not tell this. I have answered this question in 1977 Murli. Go and read that. Does he say that? Why you are coming again? Are you stupid? Asking me the same question again and again? You don't do the homework. First of all, have you done the homework which I gave 15 days back? That you have not done. And now you are asking me all this jargon. So have you seen him getting angry? It's too much. Stop this. I will not answer now. He could have said, I have told this answer long back. Go and learn. Go and study books. He could have said that, but he doesn't say. He keeps on telling it. And new way, new words, new style, new Murli. It's such a beautiful, wonderful teacher. Okay? So, don't get any other reason where we get hopeless about others. When they don't change, one is that. When they don't correct themselves, then. When they don't follow Srimad. When they breach Srimad each and every step. When they teach, but they themselves don't follow. They teach others, but they themselves don't follow. They teach Srimad, but they don't follow. They teach that one should do churning of knowledge, unless you will not become perfect. But they themselves don't do. They teach that one should be in silence and solitude, but they are always in crowd and always talkative. So how can they? So we become what?
Become more compassionate.
Yeah, that is a treatment. Now we are thinking of diseases first. The third is about service. When do we become hopeless about service? No success. Barren land. We have tried hard. Did n number of programs. Doing, but no effect. People are coming, not staying. They are just taking course, but never becoming regular. That time we become depressed. That time we become depressed about service. One is this. And second, we find that those who are not doing anything, they are getting more name fame. Well, we are doing everything and nobody is asking us. They are getting recognition. We are not getting recognition. They are getting acknowledgement. We are not getting acknowledged. Financial problems in service. Yeah, that also one of the important things when you get depressed. When you don't have sufficient funds for service, you get depressed about service. Then? when you don't get cooperation from others, that's such an important thing. You want to do so many things, but you may not get cooperation from seniors, your colleagues, your juniors. Or on the contrary, they will try to pull your leg, while you want to do so many good things. But they don't want you to. And other thing is that they themselves are not doing anything. It's one thing that they pull your leg and they want to go ahead. No. They also are not doing. They don't want others also not to do. Things should just go on like that. When your talents are not used. When you feel that I am talented but my talents is not getting used. They are not given particular seva. They want to give speeches but they are given service of sweeping the floor. Then? Result, yeah. They expected something more. But result was meager. It was not more. You expected these many people should come. You expected 500 should come. But only 100 came. You are disheartened. You did so many. For example, at centers, they try very hard to bring people to Madhuban. For conferences, for Shibir. And at the onset, about 500 people get ready. But just before the day of coming, about 100 are tickets cancelled. So you get disheartened. So that is one of the cause for service. Now what to do for all of these things? Now what is there in Murli? Dilsha. What Baba is saying is, you become Dilsha. Therefore you must not become disheartened or lose hope for yourself, for others, for service. Be an emperor in your heart. Means, emperor means generous hearted, magnanimous, big heart. Compassionate. Okay, it's fine. Nobody has come. They will come next time. And no service goes waste. Because this Gyan is Avinashi beach. This is imperishable seed. You have gone to that particular person's house. You have sown the seed. You will reap the result maybe later on. The harvest will not come fast. It will take time. So be generous hearted, be emperor, be Dilsha, be one with a constantly big heart. Do not imbibe weaknesses. Do not imbibe their weaknesses. They are not doing, that doesn't mean that you will also start doing the same way. Just as the example is of that Jain sadhu and the scorpion is there and it is about to get drowned. So it takes the scorpion in his hand. The scorpion stings the sadhu and then it again takes the scorpion back on his hand. Again it stings. So multiple times the scorpion keeps on stinging, but he keeps on trying to save him. So he is asked, why are you doing this? So the sadhu says, the scorpion's temperament, his nature is to sting. My nature is to save. I cannot imbibe his nature. I cannot become as he is doing. Let them love thy enemies. Let them have enmity, but we will not have. Let them have all negative feelings, but we will not have. What is yellow in Sikh's hat? What is yellow? Giving a nudge. Positivity. Positivity is this. Optimism. That is yellow hat. Yellow hat means positivity. So, let them do anything. That is their nature. They will continue. It's not my nature. I will not continue in that manner. There was one king. He had a vendetta. He had a great enmity with another king. And they were fighting with each other. The first king had resolved that if I caught him, I will kill him with my hands like this. With my sword, I will push that sword in his chest. But I will not become angry. That is his pledge. I will do this, but I will not do this in a fit of anger. I will definitely kill him, but without getting angry. So after many battles are fought, no result of the battle. In one battle, this man, this king, ultimately defeats that another king, and he's sitting on his chest, about to kill that his opponent. But the moment he is trying to kill the opponent, he spits on his face. He spits on his face. And then he is about to kill him, but he says, now I will not kill you. the person who spits on him, he says, why you are not killing me? You had been trying to kill me for a long time. Kill me. I am ready. He says, no. Because I had resolved not to kill you in anger. You had spit on me right now. I am in the state of anger. So I will fight with you again. So, do not imbibe weakness. Be knowledgeful. Discern the different forms of Maya and become victorious. So, work on these three things today. Where do I get disheartened? With myself, with others, with service. Om Shanti. Garima ben ja rahe na? 2 minute bolo kuch. Garima ke saath bolo.